Merci Madame la Présidente. Je voudrais à mon tour.
Mr. Al-Khaiba, thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair. I should like to offer a warm welcome to the head of delegation and to the members of the delegation as well from the State Party. I should also like to hail, if I might, all of those that are following us, that are following this dialogue here in the room, and also those that are following by webcast. I would like to address three matters with you, points 3, 4, 5, and 10, actually. First, state of emergency, Article 4. Article 4 of the covenant, that is. The State Party has become, to some degree, or rather, this situation has become a bit endemic. The situation has continued, and large-ranging powers have been given to the police and police forces, and also to the military police. These powers have been extended to these police bodies to fight against the gangs, the maras y pandillas, the gangs. These powers extended to law enforcement, provided to these two different police bodies. Have brought severe restrictions upon the fundamental rights of citizens regarding freedom of movement, personal freedoms, as well as the inviolability of one's home. The committee has received information regarding arbitrary detentions as well. There have also been allegations regarding serious human rights violations. This includes enforced disappearances, torture, extrajudicial killings. I was following with rapt attention the introductory remarks from the head of delegation. These remarks indicated that you are in the process of moving from a use of force to a respect for rights, and we note with satisfaction that component of your remarks. However, the victims have indicated that these violations, according to the information that we've received, continue as a result of the state of emergency, and that the police unit tasked with fighting gangs and organized crime, you mentioned them earlier, Madam Delegation, Madam Head of Delegation, that is, you mentioned these items before, and that this reality does give rise to a great deal of harm for a great deal of the vulnerable population in Honduras, and I would note among them, women, children, and migrants. The committee would like to know first if migrants, the committee